What if kittens played the glockenspiel? And what if unicorns were real? What if you could fly or travel back in time? We welcome you to What If World. What if world? This is What If World.
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Eric, your host.
And I'm Fred the Dog, here to shout out Lindsay, who loves pretending to be all the What If World characters, plus his little sister, Lennon. I also got a shout out for Jewel S., who likes elephants, and for Paige and Olivia.
And I'm Abacus P. Grumbler.
Here with JFK at...
We're shouting out siblings from Brighton in Queensland, Australia. First, there's Karis. She is 8, loves animals and craft.
Then there's Samuel, who also loves animals, as well as riding his scooter.
And I'm the donut from episode 92. I'd like to shout out Arthur. He's 11 years old, and he likes to listen with his friends, Ruth and Izzy.
Now we're gonna meet our special guests, Deepti Gupta and Josh Gupta Pontius.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. And you're here visiting us from the podcast Josh K. Sath, right?
Yes.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, we're going to learn a lot more after the story, but can you tell us just a little bit about it right now? Give everyone a sneak peek.
Basically, what we do in our podcast is we take your story starter, kind of like a what if question.
Yeah.
But it's like who, where, and what are they doing?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it could be a pencil, where, on top of a chair, what's it doing? It's lying there.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Very good description, Josh.
And I know this is super part of your everyday life because you are multilingual. Mm-hmm. But your podcast is in Hindi, right?
Yes.
Oh, that's so cool. And you speak English, Hindi, and also, aren't you learning like a third language? Is that true?
Yeah, I'm learning Spanish.
Oh my goodness. It's so good that you're learning at your age because you're going to be like this master of all these languages. You know, we could go on and on. I really want to get a what if question from you to get us into our story.
Yeah. My what if question was, what if I got sucked into What If World?
Oh, excellent. I am happy to have you there. We're going to add on one question from a listener named Henry.
Hi, my name is Henry, and I like pugs. My what if question is, what if Dragomax got stuck in time? Bye!
Ooh. He has never been stuck there before.
Yep. He must have been stuck in buildings.
Yes, exactly. Mostly stuck in buildings. So let's find out, what if Josh got sucked into What If World? And what if Dragomax got stuck in time?
And we have, like, a little add-on character from our own podcast.
Oh, you do?
Oh,
that's right,
yes.
That's right. There is going to be someone joining us when we get to What If World.
His name is Boogerman. For him, he thinks his boogers that he can shoot out with his hands are awesome, but everybody else thinks they're gross.
Oh.
Like, yes. He's very booger proud.
Yeah, booger proud. I dig that. I mean, I also don't want to really dig into that.
Yeah.
Sounds a little sticky. Once upon a time, our friend Josh got sucked right into What If Worlds.
Woo!
And when he landed on a grassy hill, there was, sitting next to him, none other than Fred the dog.
What are you doing here?
What are you doing here? And who's that boogery sticky person over there?
Huh?
Josh, you thought you could just escape our world and go to What If World and I will leave you alone? No,
oh,
sir.
Boy.
So I gather that your name is Josh.
Yeah.
Well, my name is Fred the Dog. I'm a pug. My tongue's a little too long for my mouth. That's why I kind of talk a little unusual to some people. But it's just who I am. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hey, Fred, you like boogers?
I'm like,
boogers are yummy. They're awesome. If you ever need some extra burgers, just come and find me.
Well, you know what? We might actually need your boogers right now, Booger Man. Because my friend Draco Max is stuck in a clock tower nearby. And we gotta get over to him fast because something weird is going on. Do you think maybe you could like slick the road with your booger powers so we could slide down like a sledding, booger sledding?
Oh, sure. Josh, are you ready to slide on my boogers?
I guess.
Here we go.
If you don't want to slide on the boogers, you could always slide on my dirty tongue.
I prefer your dirty tongue.
I'm offended on my boogers.
All right, let's go.
And Josh started surfing on Fred's dirty tongue, while Fred was surfing down a slide of boogers all the way down this grassy hill, down to the very bottom where they reached a towering clock. And in that tower, of course, was Draco Max.
Oh my goodness, who are you?
I'm Josh.
And I'm Booger Man. Hello, nice to meet you.
I am Draco Max. And I happen to be stuck in a tower. Now, what makes this tower especially special is that it is a time tower. And being stuck in a time tower, I have come to understand, means that every once in a while, I forget what just happened a few minutes ago.
Oh, that's an interesting problem. I've never had that problem.
Yeah, if you get stuck in a clock tower, you mostly won't go through time. Over and over and over and over and over.
Who's going through time over and over and over and over? Who are you?
This is what I'm talking about. It's like a 30 seconds to a minute, whatever is narratively convenient. That's when suddenly he forgets things.
Well, that's quite a problem.
Yeah, if he doesn't know the important things, then he probably won't know how the story thing will end.
I am in a story? That's cool. Maybe if I look up high enough, I can see the storytellers. No, that's mostly sky. Oh, is that Mr. Eric? No, that's a bird. Hi, I'm Draco Max. Who are you?
Again?
Yep.
Okay, you two. We gotta work really quickly.
Okay.
Josh, do you think there's any way that we could get a giant dragon out of a small tower?
We could go inside it and Booger Man could shoot the gears with his slippery boogers and Draco Max could escape.
Oh, now you want my boogers. Earlier you didn't want to slide on my boogers and now you want my boogers to help your Draco Max?
Yeah.
You know, I did just slide on those boogers. I mean, they're a little on the salty side, but overall, I give them a B+.
Hey, Fred the dog, you're gonna be my new best friend.
Oh, thank you so much. Okay, well, let's go on right on in.
And Fred the dog stretched out his tongue and opened the door to the clock tower. They stepped in. They saw gears turning, but the gears seemed stuck.
Wait a second. These gears aren't just stuck on Draco Max. They're stuck with something very sticky. Something dried up and crusty. Josh, do you know what this is?
I think it's boogers from Booger Man.
What? I've never been in What If World. I've never met Fred the dog and Draco Max. How will my boogers get here, you guys?
You know, you could have gotten here sooner.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, wait a second. Fred's tongue never lies.
And Fred walked over to Booger Man.
Hey, I thought we were friends.
But let me now see if we are truly friends or if you are a fibber.
And then Fred went over to the dried up, crusty boogers in the clock tower and...
These are the same boogers.
No, no, oh, I've been found out. I'm gonna turn on my booger jets and fly out of here. Oh, my jets are stuck.
He'd already filled the inside of this clock tower with so much goop and glork that there was nowhere for him to maneuver.
Hello, is someone inside this clock tower? My name's Draco Max and I'm stuck in here.
Okay, just don't talk and we'll sort this thing out, okay?
Can I say okay? Or does that count as talking?
No, just stop talking from now on.
Okay, oops.
All right, Josh, we gotta figure out what to do with this booger man. Or maybe we should focus on getting Dracomax out of the tower. I don't know.
I think we should get out of here. He looks prepared to fire his booger jets on his hands.
Okay, and Fred scooped up Josh with a big, pink, gooey protective tongue and started dragging them outside. Unless, of course, Booger Man, is there some other reason we don't know that you stuck him in this tower? Was it strictly for being bad purposes?
Well, Dracomax and I met in the middle of Josh Gisath and What If World one night, and then he made fun of my boogers and I got really mad and I just thought I had to teach him a lesson, so I found him in this tower and I just pushed all my boogers on him and then he got stuck and I got scared and I ran back to Josh Gisath.
Wait a second. Now that I am stuck here, I'm not sure that I am ready to get free. Part of the thing about being a dragon is you just keep getting bigger. You keep growing up. And when you get bigger, people ask more and more of you. Oh, maybe it's better to just stay exactly as I am.
You know, there is upside to, like, not reliving the same minutes and minutes of your life.
Really? I cannot think of a single one.
Well, first of all, you don't have to keep reliving everything that happened. You don't forget things over and over and over. And you can have fun, but if you didn't have fun for the last minute, then just keep gonna relive a life with no fun. What's the point?
My goodness. I forgot who you were in the very middle of that monologue, but it still managed to move my dragon heart. You know what? I think growing up could be just okay. Maybe even better than okay. As long as I have good friends like you and you and you, all of whom I forget.
Oh, I'm not your friend. I put you in this tower with my boogers.
That's right, Booger Man. And now it's time for you to unput him. The only thing that can unstick a dried up old booger is a fresh one.
You know, Dracomax, I didn't know about this, that you're growing up and you're feeling all these feelings about people asking you all these things, and I thought you were just making fun of me, but I never thought to ask you how, you know, what your life is, so I'm glad to know, and I'm sorry I stuck you with my boogers, so
I am sorry if I did something bad to you, person who I don't remember.
Oh, let me just put my boogers on him.
And he started splashing some really gross stuff everywhere. I mean, folks, consider yourselves lucky that you were listening to a podcast and not actually seeing this, because, wow, I eat stuff I find off the ground, but this is too much even for me. And Dracomax started squirming and wiggling and writhing his way right out of the clock tower.
Wow, I am free. I remember everything from the past 20 minutes.
20? I thought it was just 1 minute.
Well, it was 1 minute times 20 times.
Oh.
Equals. Duh. Okay, so maybe I forgot some math along the way.
Oh boy.
The end.
Yay!
Yeah!
Oh, that was fun.
Yeah.
Josh, you set up some really great jokes.
In our podcast, what I like doing is adding and adding and adding characters.
That's why it's fun with him, because we truly get lost in the world of the story and we don't know what's going to happen next. So we have to listen to each other very carefully.
Yeah.
And you know, you do such a good job of finding and creating a moral in the story of for kids to kind of know.
Uh-huh.
And we have
like, sometimes there's a moral, sometimes it's just hilarious.
Yeah,
oh, sure. I should admit to the folks at home that I have listened to a few episodes of Josh Gisath, even though I do not understand Hindi. The early episodes, Deep Dee does some translations and some nudges,
yeah.
You know, some pronunciation things.
Yeah, because that was kind of like when I was beginning to learn Hindi. So I had a lot of English words in it.
Yeah.
Over the time, I came over and over and learned more and more.
And that's also part of the learning for us. That's part of his journey, my journey with him. And that's part of the kids to know it's okay not to know.
Yes.
It's okay to ask and say, oh, I don't know what that is. And to then find the answers for those questions.
Yeah.
I love what Josh Gisath is doing. thank you both so much for coming on What If World. This was like super duper easy and fun, so we should do it again sometime.
That would be awesome. Yeah. Thank you for having us. Thank you for inviting us to make stories. It's kind of incredible. We're starstruck that we're on What If World.
Yeah.
I am no longer doing the show out of a closet, which is the only reason I like have guest episodes now. So, but I started it literally like with a blanket over my head. And now I'm just in an office. So I'm very, very flattered. Thank you. We'll see you next time, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Well, Josh and Henry, I hope you enjoyed your story. I'd like to thank Karen O'Keefe, my co-creator, Craig Martinson for our theme song, and all you kids at home who know that growing up can be better than okay. Until we meet again, keep wondering.
The International Children's Arts Network, ICAN, is made possible by the Herbert A. Templeton Foundation, the Oregon Cultural Trust, the Brookby Foundation, and the Oregon Community Foundation. ICAN, poetry, story time, and music for kids.